Hello?
Hey, Mr. Cannon, how are you?
How am
Uh, this is Jerome with CVA. Is now still a good time to talk about Wigglesworth Road?
I? I mean, I'm interested to hear a number, but I mean, I'm not. I've still got stuff I want to get done to the house before I consider anything.
Got you. Remind me again, what was on your list to do?
I mean, there's several things to be done. Having the basement finished, having the bathroom redone, the kitchen redone, doing a little bit of flooring. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I want to get done.
Got you. Yeah, now I remember you speaking about it briefly, but it's been a little bit of time since we last spoke, so I appreciate the refresher. But I know we had spoken about just getting you numbers and also your situation with, like, having, I guess, tenants at the time. But I just wanted to give you, you know, of course, my findings, but I don't think we ever really heard from a roundabout of what you'd be comfortable with receiving to, I guess, avoid you having to put in, you know, the more work and just, you know, selling the property as is. I don't think I got a roundabout of what you were looking for at that time.
Yeah, that's because I didn't have a number.
Got you. I mean, had you thought on it any time since? Or any
well, I mean, I've had several people tell me that if I wanted to sell it, I could get anywhere from $2 to $250, maybe $275.
Got you. And that's with listing, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Got you. I doubt somebody told you about numbers as is, but I mean, I definitely want to be able to do that. Let me pull up your sheet here. One second. So what I was looking at is just going over things like the county assessment, Zillow, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Of where you're at right now. And of course, numbers are the easy part of this thing. What I had come up with and what my underwriters approved me for was where, you know, of course, it would just be an awesome scenario for us. They recommended coming in around like 140, 150. But personally, that didn't sit right with me. I was leaning more towards at least 157, 158. That's pretty much where we were at when it comes to what I got approval for.
Okay, I got you. Well, yeah. I mean, I just don't feel at this time that that's an offer that I'm willing to even come close to. So, I mean, maybe in another year you might reach back out and things might be different.
And what would, I guess, be a number you'd figure coming close to without, you know, putting in the extra work and listening and going through all that?
I've got a few friends that are realtors, so listing's not a problem. I mean, I've got people that'll hook me up and do right and make sure I'm not responsible for anything, closing costs, et cetera. So I'm not worried about that part. But the only thing I would take is there would be a minimum of like two. That would be the minimum.
Minimum of two.
Yep.
And I guess if you got that two, you'd be, I guess, willing to close within 90 days or less?
I don't want to say, because, like I said, I still got stuff that I know I want to get done that's only going to further increase the value and everything. So, I mean, it's just, everyone's telling me to sit for another year or two before I sell, so.
Really?
Yeah, they think the housing market's going to change.
Yeah, no, I definitely see a change coming myself. I feel like that change is just don't know where it's going to go. But, of course, you have realtor friends. Like, I completely get it. But this election coming up and this whole change of power or whatever is going to go, I feel like it's putting a lot of things up in the air for a lot of industries right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, I would love to meet you more towards your side of things. I mean, would you even consider a number around, like, even like 175 to meet you in the middle?
Nah, I really wouldn't want to do anything for under two, and that's because, like I said, I know if I do certain things here to this house, I can get way more than that out of it. It's a brick home. It's not, you know, it's set, it's settled. It's, you know, it this house will be here when a lot of houses aren't even standing anymore.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I mean, hey, especially for the time that it was built. Yeah, 100%. I agree with you on that one. Things aren't built like they used to anymore. So.
Yeah.
Stuck at two. I mean.
Well, like I said, I'm not even in the market within the next year, probably. Like, it's gonna be, I've got stuff that I do want to have done. So.
Got you. Well, even, is there anything I could even do, maybe talk to underwriters, see if we can even get to that too? I mean,
I don't think you guys will be able to do it just because the numbers you guys look at versus what I look at is different, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, you know, we're not there physically at the property. We're not able to see everything that you see, so I completely get it. There's definitely a difference. But at least allow me to see what I can do, because if I can get to or even closer to that number, I mean, it might be worth a shot. Maybe.
Gotcha. Well, that's fine. If you want to give me a call back after some time, and that'd be fine.
Okay. I definitely will. But I appreciate you even speaking with me for the past couple of minutes. And man, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I definitely will reach back out and once I get a decision from them. And just to clarify for the home, you said you had two tenants, right?
Yeah.
Would it be any incentive to try and help them relocate in this process as well?
I mean, it's like I said, it's not something that I'm planning to do right away, so it's not something that I would even mention to them, because it's not something...
Got you. No, I just figured I'd ask because you had said it, you know, it was.
Yeah.
You were a stand up guy. You weren't going to just, you know,
leave people hanging out.
And I respected that. I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, all right, Mr. Cannon. So, I will figure out if we can come anywhere close to it. And regardless of anything, I'll let you know.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Mr. Cannon. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.